Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. As you can tell, this isn't Paul's voice you're hearing. It's actually his youngest son, Patrick. My father is off in Ireland today with a group of listeners touring some gardens. He'll be back next Sunday, and he'll be broadcasting live again for you. I'm filling in today, seeing how I can do to help you guys out. Phone number here is 1-800-259-9231. In about 23 minutes or so, Ken Kukurowski from Bayer Advance is going to be on the show. He's going to be helping out a couple questions that you're going to that a lot of people have right now, and they're going to start to see is the lily leaf beetle and the hemlock woolly adelgid. And he's going to talk about what we can use to fix all this. And again, phone number here, 800-259-9231. Don, let's go right into the phone lines. Who's next?
Up next, this is John from Massachusetts, who has a question about a viburnum.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick. I have a viburnum bush that's been being eaten by some sort of bug on the leaves for the past 2 or 3 years. It eats a whole section of the leaves, and I end up having to cut off the branches because they just die off. Is there anything I can do in advance?
So what happens is they eat the leaf and then the whole branch dies back, or is it just the leaves that fall off?
No, the whole branch dies off eventually, and I end up cutting off the branches.
Okay, do you find any little holes on the branches?
Yes, I find little holes on the leaves.
Just on the leaves, nothing on the branches?
No, but it ends up that it kills the whole branch because it eats all the leaves.
Okay. It doesn't necessarily killing it from just eating the leaves, because actually a lot of trees or shrubs can get eaten and then refoliate. You'll see that right now with the winter moth. What'll happen is it'll eat the leaf and then it can actually refoliate later. The thing I would do is at the first signs of any of the holes, which could be coming in the next couple weeks here, you want to use a product from Bayer. You can use a 3-in-1. It's insect disease and miticide. You can use that. It's a really good product. Or you could use the 8 from Bonide. You want to spray those as soon as you start to see them. It's not completely a preventative measure to do that, because it only stays on for so long. But if you wanted to, you could go to your local garden center, grab one of the products, and get to spraying on it. The thing about it is this week it's going to be raining, so it's really not worth spraying anything. If it's been happening to you every year, I'm wondering if there's a little bit more than just the leaf getting eaten. It seems like if the whole branch is dying back, there might be some sort of borer in there getting through the branching. It doesn't seem like it would just be the leaves that is getting affected. So there might be a little bit more to that. You're going to want to maybe take a picture of the area, or if you have something that you know, just look a little bit closer. If you have something there, bring in a sample to a garden center and see if they can see something else that we're not talking about. It seems like there's a little bit more to it, because like I said, most trees or shrubs, especially the deciduous shrubs, will refoliate. The thing you want to do is after it gets affected, you want to make sure you fertilize it. I like using a plant tone from Espoma on something like that. just to give it the nutrients back, because it's gotten attacked. Just like you or I, when we get sick, we need fluids, we need vitamin C to help us. This is almost like their vitamin C to help them. It gets into the soil, and it'll give them a little boost to get back here. And we thank you for the phone call, John. The phone number here is 1-800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Next, this is Andy from Harwich on Cape Cod, and he has a question about a dahlia.
Andy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yeah, I have some dahlia bulbs that I've been storing over the winter, and of course it's been wet, so is this the best time to plant them now? And, you know, how deep should I plant them, and would you add anything to the soil?
I would definitely get out there and start to plant them. The soil temperature has warmed up enough, especially down on the Cape. It's probably a little bit warmer here than it is excuse me, where I am. What you want to do is you want to get those out there and planted. If you want to mix into the soil a little bit of compost with your area, you don't want to go too crazy with the compost. You want the dahlia bulb to at least want to venture out their root system out there. You're not going to go too deep on there. You want to make sure you can get, you know, some coverage of the bulb itself. But like I said, this is the time to do it. We're pretty much, I don't want to say we're pretty much clear, but we're almost at the point where our frost boundary is over. So it is time to get those out there so you can get that growing out in the ground, especially in Harwich. It's a little bit warmer down there. It's almost like it's its own little climate down there. But like I said, you know, don't put too much compost in the area. You want to take the soil that's there and mix it with the compost and almost get like a 75-25 mix. 75 of your soil, 25 of the compost or some sort of planting mix to help it out. I don't like to go too rich on small bulbs like that because it is a small area. With a shrub or a tree, I like to go more of a 50-50 mix, but on this, I'd go 75-25 mix. And we thank you for the phone call, Andy. The phone number here is 1-800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Alice from Maine, who has a question about blackberries.
Alice, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Oh, good morning, Patrick. I have two questions, actually. I have wild blackberry bushes that have spread from the woods, and they're taking over my yard. And mm-hmm. The second question is that my daughter-in-law said something's eating her pansies, the whole plant, and I wondered what that could be. Now, I wonder with the blackberry bushes, is there anything I can do besides digging them up? Because I can't do that.
Now, you want to just eradicate the blackberries? You want to get rid of them?
Yes.
Okay, and are they encroaching all of your plants? Are they entangled within the plants that you have?
No, they're in the lawn part.
They're in the lawn part?
Yeah, nothing there that's valuable.
Okay. There are a couple of products. If you just want to eradicate the whole thing and you don't mind about getting rid of what's underneath it in the lawn, you could use a couple products. You could use either Roundup. You could use a product from Boni called Cleanup, or a product from Fertiloom called Kilzol. I like to use either Kilzol or Cleanup. It's the concentrate of the glyphosate, which is the active ingredient, is 41%, which is double of its other, double the amount than the other products I mentioned, and it gets a lot more to the leaves. Thing about it is a lot of these products, any killer like this, the temperatures have to be 65 or better, and they actually can't be over 85. They got to be in that window. So again, wouldn't be the week to do it. It's looking like rain all week. But definitely when it gets warmer out there, if hopefully it gets warmer at some point, you want to use those products. You want to spray the leaves because it goes through the leaves and it goes down to the root. with the product Kilzol, they actually say within 10 to 14 days, even sooner, you can replant grass underneath it if you wanted to. So it might not be a bad thing, but I would definitely do that. Your second question about pansies eating them, I would not be surprised if it was deer eating them or like rabbits. There's a lot of animals out there right now looking for food because of the fact that we had such a snow-covered winter. There wasn't a lot that they could do underneath. You probably noticed this year that you had plants that got eaten a little bit higher than normal. That's because, you know, the amount of snow we had. But I wouldn't be surprised if it's rabbits or deer. You could use a product, Bob-X. They're going to be, I have Greg from Bob-X coming on at 8:30 to talk about his products. And he'd give you a little bit more information about that. But they protect, you know, your flowering bulbs, new perennials, shrubs, etc., those types of things. But they really do work on rabbits and deer. And I would not be surprised because they love just eating those plants. And we thank you for the phone call, Alice. The phone number here is 800-259-9231. Clay soils are heavy and retain too much water. This causes disease problems in your garden, fungus problems in the lawn, and holds the salt from the winter snow on the grass near the road, slowly killing the grass. If your carrots, beets, and turnips stay small and the soil in the garden is difficult to till in the spring, it's the clay in the soil causing the problems. Break up the clay in your soils with liquid gypsum soil conditioner this year. Go to your local garden center and ask for it. Soilogic Liquid Gypsum. A 32-ounce bottle will treat 4,000 square feet compared to 200 pounds of dry product. Go to www.paulparent.com for a dealer near you or to order on the net.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma. Because of a very mild fall and winter, the moles have had a field day in your lawn and garden. It's time to take action. Bonine Mold Tox 2 will eliminate moles in your lawn and garden. All it takes is a teaspoon per tunnel and the damage stops. I use it and it works. In February and March, spray your fruit trees, roses, and ornamental with Bonide oil and lime sulfur spray. This product kills the disease spores and the insect eggs that are spending the winter on your plant, and they will not hatch in the spring. Oil and lime sulfur sprays contain no chemicals, and it works.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. This is Paul's son, Patrick, broadcasting for him. He'll be back next week. He's off in Ireland with a group of listeners looking at some gardens. Hopefully it's sunny over there and they're having a good time. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next we have Annette from Sanford, Maine, who has a question about trees.
Annette, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick. Thank you for taking my call.
Good
morning. In the seed catalog, I see pictures of the All-American pawpaw tree, and it says it tastes like banana custard. It says that you can can be grown in zone 5, which I'm in. It says hardy, 20 below zero. And what I'm wondering, is it possible to grow the pawpaw tree in Maine?
Well, excuse me, anything really is possible to do. It's just one of the things you gotta try to do is it does get big. I'm not 100% familiar with this with the pawpaw itself, but it seems like it if it gets down to that temperature, and I know in Sanford it does get some cold temperatures. Then it should be all right. One of the things I would do if you really are not too completely sure about it is get it planted in an area where it's not going to get a lot of wind, and it's a little bit protected around the areas, as the wind could actually affect it. Just put it in an area where there's coverage on the outsides. It's almost like sometimes people will say cornucusa or a dogwood needs a little bit of protection to grow the greatest. I've seen it in the wide open. But I like to do something like this where it's a little bit touchy to put it in there. I wouldn't be surprised if you have some good success with it, depending upon the areas, the weather we have this year. Seems like it's a lot of rain for this year, unfortunately. So it would be something that it might not grow as well because of this year. because of the weather. So that might actually keep you away from it. But it doesn't hurt trying it. But I wouldn't be surprised if it took off in the area for you. And we thank you for a phone call. 1-800-259-9231. In about 5 minutes here, we'll be talking to Ken Kukurowski from Bayer Advanced. He'll be talking to us about a few products that they have there. And give us some information on the lily leaf beetle and the hemlock woolly adelgid. It's got a lot of good information because right now there's a lot of that out there. The woolly adelgid, you'll see those little white spots on your hemlock and you're going to wonder, what's going on, what do I do? They'll give us some information to help you out with that. Again, the phone number here is 800-259-9231. Don, we got time for one more before the break.
Sure. We have Kathy from Maine who has a question about her hydrangea.
Kathy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my phone call. Every year I have the same problem. I have peachy hydrangeas that develop these huge flower clusters, and I do try to support them, but usually by the end of the summer when the clusters are really big, the wind, rain, whatever, snaps the stems, and I've tried all kinds of supports, can't seem to support them, but it seems like the stems are just not robust enough, and I'm wondering if I'm doing something incorrect in the way I fertilize or cultivate these plants.
Well, the good thing is here, you haven't done anything wrong. The downfall of this is that's the nature of the PG hydrangea. What the thing is, they got these big, beautiful blooms, but the thing is the top, it gets so top heavy from the rain and everything, it will actually can snap it down. There's not a whole lot you can do if you really wanted to try and, you know, help the plant develop a little bit with their roots and shoots. You could use like a 10-10-10 garden food. You can use that a couple times a year. A lot of the packages will tell you when to do it, usually about an 8-week intervals. That could help in there. It's just an all-balanced fertilizer that puts everything into it. Again, it's a 10-10-10 fertilizer. Spoma sells a 4-pound bag. So that might be enough for one of your hydrangeas. We thank you.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need My Pillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, My Pillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. My Pillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. My Pillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. My Pillow is made in the USA, has an an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. This is Paul's youngest son, Patrick, broadcasting live from Northeast Nursery in Peabody, Massachusetts. We're about to talk to Ken Kukurowski from Bayer Advanced. He's going to tell us a little bit about a few products. After that, we'll go right back into the phone lines. The phone number is 800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very well also.
Now, we already had a question this morning about the lily leaf beetle. It's about that time of year. Everybody's going to start asking. And they're start to see. Tell me a little bit about the lily leaf beetle itself.
Well, you know, it's a it is a leaf feeding beetle like so many other big pests that we have in our garden. You know, Colorado potato beetle, Japanese beetle, those are leaf feeding beetles where the both the adult and the larval stage cause damage. What happens with lily leaf beetle though is it's a new problem here. You know, it relatively came in the early 90s to the New England area, and so it's something that we haven't been accustomed to in all areas. It overwinters as an adult. So the red adult that people see on their lilies now overwintered, and they were the product of last year's mating and reproduction. These adults will feed a little bit, mate, lay eggs, and the larvae that are developed later in the year are the next generation. They will pupate, form adults, they will overwinter, and they'll be the ones that we'll see again 1 year from now. This is a very strong flying insect, so even though you might not have them on your lilies right now, if it's in the area, they'll probably find your lilies if you don't take care of it. But like so many of these other leaf-feeding beetles, it's relatively easy to take care of. It's just there's just so many of them sometimes. And so if you found yourself having to protect your lilies, you can use a product that contains imidacloprid as the active ingredient. We have rose and flower products. We have tree and shrub products that are made by Bayer Advanced that are systemic products that you mix up in your watering can or sprinkle on the soil and water in, and they provide weeks and weeks of control of the lily leaf beetle. Now, what's good about doing this is that you don't have to get out there and spray every few days. You can use sprays, and they work very, very well. But again, if you take out the adults that are there right now, you could have others that fly in from neighbor's yard. And once they're in the larval stage, probably when you take out the population, you'll think that you'll be okay until again the adults form later in the summer and they're back bothering your lilies. So using a systemic product that provides weeks and weeks of residual control just makes it so much easier to grow lilies.
Now, Ken, one of the products you have on there is the Bayer Tree and Shrub. I know that's a systemic drench. Usually says on there 12-month protection. Now, on this, is that not the case?
In this situation, it might not exactly be 12 months, but it's going to provide, you know, months of control so that if you have gardeners that were to use it, were to make the application now as the lilies are coming up, as the adults are available, looking for places to eat, you're gonna probably get months and months of control, definitely all season long, and you probably won't have to worry about the lily leaf beetle adults or the larval stage. Now, if I set a clock and say that, you know, the 15th of November, will it still be working? Well, who cares? 15th of November, the reality is that, you know, we're into wintertime.
Yeah, it's getting late at that point. And one more question about that. I always mix it up. I listen to my father, but I'm a kid. You don't always listen to your father.
I got one of those at home, too.
Yeah. How much product is it to use for that? My father, I can't remember, he always says like it's either 4 teaspoons or tablespoons for the small plants. That's what he's been telling me. I'm just wondering which one is right. I can't remember.
Well, there's two products you can use. We have a 2-in-1 rose and flower care, which is a systemic product. It's very, very simple. I think it's a capful per plant. It's for a rose plant if you're controlling aphids, or for your lilies for controlling lily leaf beetle. So if you're using that particular product, it's very, very clear. On the tree and shrub label, because we have a label that deals with this particular product controlling the emerald ash borer, Asiatic longhorn beetle, adelgids, and many other things, we have two separate sections on the label, and one section deals with trees and measuring trees for the proper application based on the size of your tree, and the other has to deal with brushes. And if you switch over to the brush label, you're going to find that it's going to be in the range of a couple ounces in a gallon of water that you apply at the base of the plant.
Excellent. Now, while we're on the subject of the tree and shrub, let's move on a little bit to that hemlock woolly adelgid. It seems like, you know, we're going to start seeing those white little spots on your hemlocks popping up. Now, what can we do to work with that?
That is a really serious pest, because this is a pest that will kill your hemlock tree. There's no fooling about this one. This is one that you either decide you're going to take your hemlock out and replace it with something, or protect the hemlock. And this particular pest is a serious pest that's going to spread throughout the whole range of hemlocks. And hemlocks have pretty much replaced the chestnut that was dominant throughout the Appalachian Mountains all the way up to New England, you know, 90 or 100 years ago. So, we have some fairly substantial hemlock stands in the eastern part of the U.S. This particular pest is easiest to control with a tree and shrub drench application, no spraying needed. Make a drench application in the late summer. And the reason this is the best time is because the females are settling in on the hemlocks at that time, and they will, the major production of eggs is going to be the following spring. And if you can control those females in the fall, you're going to lessen the load, the population of Adelgid that spreads throughout your trees the next year. And this is a matter of you have to be very diligent on population control and taking care of this pest at the right time. And again, if you made an application right now, you would do a good job. But the better time would be a little bit later in the summer. And you have to do it every year.
Yeah, and the one thing that some people get confused on with this product is the actual the measurement that you put in, the amount that you use, considering most people look at a tree and they think of either the diameter of the trunk or the width of the tree. On this one, it's not the case. What should people be doing with that?
Well, actually, that's a good point, Patrick, because we actually had a problem figuring out the diameter of trunks because most people can't measure the diameter of trunks. You can measure the circumference very easily. So we based our calculations on the label and the circumference. And you walk up to a tree, you take a tape measure, and you wrap it around the tree, and you find out that the tree is 32 inches in circumference at chest height. And it's very simple. Use 1 ounce of the liquid product per inch of circumference. So for the example that I just used, a 32-inch in circumference tree would take 32 ounces of product, mix it in a gallon of water, and apply it at the base of the tree, and let it soak in, and within 2 or 3 weeks, it'll start showing the effects, but probably about a month, month and a half later, the chemical will have spread throughout the tree, and you'll have protection for a year.
Excellent.
Now, we also have a granule product, and the granule product is a situation where it's a quarter of a cup of product per inch of circumference. And that's a situation where you measure out the correct amount, measuring your inches of circumference. And for every inch, you measure out a quarter of a cup, you apply it at the base of the tree, and then you get out your sprinkler and water that in. The granules disintegrate.
Excellent. It is a great product, and we do sell a lot of it here because hemlocks are a great tree in this area. And they provide a lot of coverage, a lot of blocking, and a lot of people don't want to lose those. You have a new product for the year. Give me a little bit of information about the Bayer Advanced Vegetable and Garden Insect Spray.
Yes, Patrick. Well, this is a situation where it's really good to have a big brother, and our big brother is our crop science group for Bayer, and they've updated their label for cyfluthrin, the active ingredient, for vegetable uses. And we were the beneficiary of that, so we were able to develop a vegetable and garden insect spray. We have it as a Hosen RTS, and we also have it as a concentrate where you mix up the right amount, the labeled amount, in your pump-up sprayer. And this insecticide containing cyfluthrin does an excellent job on providing control of a wide variety of sucking and chewing pests on a wide variety of vegetables, but then also it can be used on ornamentals, trees, and on your lawn. Like all pyrethroids, this is a product that out in the environment lasts for about 2 weeks, so it gives great knockdown and residual control for about 2 weeks. But then, Mother Nature and ultraviolet rays break down pyrethroid product so that the application for it and all other pyrethroids has to be reapplied. But if you get ahead of pests or you take care of the really serious pests, you and the gardeners know this better than I can tell them, that once you stay ahead, you don't have to be really reapplying it. You just have to apply it when you have serious pests there. But it's another tool that you have in your toolbox now for controlling garden vegetable pests.
Yeah, I love the fact that it's in the hose end form. It makes it a lot easier. You don't have to buy a lot of different things to mix something up. You can just have it, attach it to the hose, and spray your entire garden. It makes it a lot easier.
Patrick, the one thing that I detest about gardening myself is reading the label and figuring out how many tablespoons or how many quarter cups that you have to mix in a sprayer. And I too like the idea of just hooking it onto the hose and going with that.
Oh, it's. You notice it's one of those things. It's just so much easier to do, and you get the better coverage.
Mm-hmm.
You just follow those directions. It's the directions really aren't that complicated when it comes to that. When you're trying to mix something, it just gets, you know, you look at it and you want to put more because you think more is better, or you know, you might put less because you're a little nervous. But this hose end, it gets you the right amount at the right time. I love having that product.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know if everybody knows this, but every different hose end that's on the shelf has a different aspiration straw that's inside, so you can't mix up hose end sprayers unless you have a dial-in spray. Every one is different, and every one is calibrated for the exact product that's in the bottle.
Yeah, it's you guys at Bayer spend so much time researching and making sure everything works the right way that it makes it so much easier, and I know when I use the product, I don't have to worry about everything. I know, you know, when I look at the product, it just works. Ken, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Appreciate all the information. You're from Bayer Advanced, and it's great products, and we thank you again for having us coming on to the show.
You're very welcome. I'm always glad to join you, Patrick.
Excellent. Thanks, Ken. The phone number here, 800-259-9231. We'll get back to you right after the break. We'll get into a couple calls.
I'm here today with Moonbeam.
Peace and love.
And Sergeant Stryker.
A tin hut!
To introduce the innovative herbicide, Clear Choice.
I say, nuke them weeds! Kill them all!
Well, Sarge, you're going to love Clear Choice then. It kills over 60 broadleaf weeds.
But I don't just want to kill weeds. I want to kill them dead.
It does. Right down to the roots.
Hey, man, don't kill my grass.
Oh, don't worry, Moonbeam. Clear Choice Weed Killer is a selective herbicide, so it only kills weeds.
That's good karma, bro.
And leaves you with nothing but grass.
Far out, man. But my summer of love includes love for Mother Earth, too.
Then you'll love Clear Choice. It's just as effective, but has up to 85% less active ingredients when compared to traditional herbicides.
Innovation. Yeah.
Clear Choice. Now you can feel good about killing weeds.
Moonbeam, you're all right.
Sarge, hold me.
Stand down, Soder, stand down.
Standing down.
For more information and to get Clear Choice, visit todaysclearchoice.com.
Manure. It's not a pretty word, yet some plant food is made of it. Not Whitney Farms plant foods. They're organic and loaded with naturally occurring high-energy proteins plants need to develop strong roots. Not low-energy manure. Want strong roots and well-fed plants? Use Whitney Farms. You'll see the big, beautiful results. Plus, you won't get dusty or smell like manure when you're done working with Whitney Farms. Buy them today at your independent garden center and hardware store. Japanese beetles, emerald ash borers, and aphids. Prevent those nasty little bugs from nibbling away at your trees and shrubs with Ortho Bugbigon year-long tree and shrub insect control. It kills damaging insects with one easy treatment and provides systemic protection to prevent new infestations for up to 12 months. Enjoying your beautiful yard is easier when you show the bugs there's a new sheriff in town with Ortho Bugbigon. Buy it today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Are you paying more than you have to for your home loan?
Discover how to take advantage of the lowest interest rates in decades and put money back in your pocket every month. Hometown Financial has been authorized to offer new mortgage rates that are starting a new refi boom. Rates are in the mid-4s. That means lower interest and lower payments for you. Act now to lock in your low rate for 30 years before rates go up again. You never know when waiting even one day could cost you thousands in interest payments. For a free rate quote to refinance or for first-time homebuyers, call Hometown Financial now at 800-526-5399. Our friendly professionals will help you find the loan that is best fit for you to save the maximum amount of money possible. Discover just how little you could be paying for your home. Call 800-526-5399. That's 800-526-5399. Rates might never be this low again in your lifetime. Don't miss out. Call 800-526-5399.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. As you can tell, it's not Paul's voice you're hearing. It's his youngest son, Patrick. I'll be with you for the next couple hours. My father will be back next Sunday to broadcast live and help you out. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Don, let's go right into the phone lines.
Sure thing. This is Lynn from Warham, Massachusetts, who has a question about an amaryllis.
Lynn, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi. Yes, this is Lynn. My question is either do or die here. I would like to know exactly, or even close, what is the lifespan of an amaryllis bulb? Because mine, I've had beautiful for about 3 years, most of them have been blooming. And this year, I have a beautiful crop of giant green leaves and not one blossom on all 5 amaryllis plants. Now, do I keep them? Do I do something better for them? Or some sort of, I put Miracle-Gro once in a while, but,
well,
and they did rest.
You're pretty lucky to be getting the 3 years out of it. I mean, it is something where you can just have it once a year and just and rebuy it every year. So having 3 years is pretty good. Having the just all leaves and having no shoots might be a sign that it's towards the end, but I mean the plant is still alive and going. It wouldn't hurt to use some of that Miracle-Gro, but personally, it's one of those things where I would just get a new one. That's just my liking. It's easier to me. That's why I would do it. But you could feed it and try to push a little bit of it. You want to have something high in nitrogen, or not, excuse me, in phosphorus to do a bloom. You want like a bloom booster. Bonide has a product called Bloom Booster that you could spray in that to give it a little boost. You could try that. The Miracle-Gro family has a bloom booster in it as well. You could try using that. It's got a high number to help with the blossoms. And we thank you for the phone call. The phone number here is 800-259-9231. Tomatoes get black spots on the lower leaves, and it quickly move up the plant, killing your leaves, right? Now there's an organic fungicide called Serenade that was developed for the tomato industry in Florida that you can now use in your garden. So go to your local garden center and ask for Serenade Garden Fungicide. It's used by thousands of organic farmers to grow beautiful disease-free fruits, vegetables, and flowers. For more information on how to control over 20 common diseases in your gardens, go to www.serenadegarden.com. Phone number here is 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Liz from Cape Cod, who has a question about a smoke bush.
Liz, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Thank you. I have two issues. One, I received several calendula plants for Mother's Day, and I'd like to know when it gets warmer if I should take them out of the pot, put them in the ground, or just repot them, and how I can winter them over. If I winter them over like an amaryllis, you know, wait till the leaves drop back and bring them into the basement, or if I have to keep watering them. And the second issue is with a smoke bush. It was a lovely tree. I've had it for about 8 years. And 2 years ago, I pruned all the branches that crossed over each other, that rubbed each other. And later that season, it shot up straight in the center, these very straight branches. Now this year, there's not a bud on it. And I don't know if that was the last hurrah last summer. It was the most beautiful it's ever been. But I don't know what to do now.
All right, with the first one there, you want to treat it just like an amaryllis and do that. You can put it in the ground and plant it out there as like a foliage plant, or you can keep it in a pot. That's really up to you on how you want to put it in the landscape, but if you want to overwinter it, you can do the same style as you would with the amaryllis, keep it in a cool, dry place, etc. With the smoke bush, it might still be having a little bit of an issue budding out. What you want to do is you want to scratch the surface of the smoke bush and see if there is any sort of green underneath it to see if it is living. That's the best way to check for it. But when you cut those branches, it was great for the tree. You didn't do anything wrong. What it actually did is allow everything, the air to get through there and allow the whole plant to regrow. The thing about it, the branch that went straight up, that's straight up and down, that's a sucker, and that's actually taken away from the plant. You could actually get rid of that. But I think just give it a little bit of time, maybe a little bit of fertilizer, and that should help you out. And we thank you for the phone call. Phone number here is 800-259-9231.